Jackson Live. Lower class and social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, parade. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight. Social side, they don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre, parade. They burn the kids. No more things turn. Trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah. Coming back around again.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, my favorite little internet radio station. And where are we going to start here today? This is bizarre. I called the CBC, the Communist Broadcasting Corporation of Canada, over some articles that they put in their paper and online, and probably being broadcast on the radio. And it's really extremely disgusting what's taking place here. Young lady, Karen Draper, who's running for Board of Education, I think wards 12 and 14, I think it is. Now, CBC gave each of the candidates an opportunity to, say what their issues are and a little bit about themselves in a 2-minute video. And she did a really good job on it. And then after the attack, the Muslim attack in Edmonton, Alberta, and she's running school board in Calgary, she made a statement trying to clue in the LGBTQ people that they're part of the problem, okay? And what she was trying to say is that these people have been suckered with all these pride parades and all this, not understanding they're just being used as a mechanism to push the globalist agendas into our cities and our neighborhoods and that. And the Muslim influx is one of those mechanisms as well. So she was just trying to point that out to these people. And, they're always, and what they do is they split the society by creating all of these situations, be it the LGBTQ, be it the influx of migrants, be it Black Lives Matter, Idle No More, Occupy, all coming out of the same place. She was just trying to make that point. And they jumped all over her butt in Facebook. And, severe ugliness going on, and they're talking, you have to respect us and all this, and you can't say anything bad about it, Islamophobia and LGBTQ or homophobia, you can't discuss this stuff. So she wrote a long piece explaining what the hell she was talking about. But the hate, we're supposed to be kind to all of these cooked up globalist groups that are there to cause chaos and split society. And we're supposed to treat them with kid gloves, and we can't say anything negative about, or we may get hauled up in front of the human rights tribunal, which is really animal rights, because a human by definition is animal. And I can't stress enough that you have to stop using the stupid word human and get back to your real status, which is a man or a woman. Till we move there, they got us by the nuts. I've never seen a thread that long on a Facebook before for comments ever. I mean, it is just bone ugly. And so jumped in there last night, made a few comments about what's cooking. And I don't think the original, I don't know if they put it in here again, but this is the first one that they put out was after she did her thing, which was time allocated to all of the candidates. Then all of a sudden, after she made that remark on her Facebook page, not in the media, on her Facebook page, all hell broke loose, right? Now, they're already lined up looking for some dirt they can get on this woman. And the only reason she's running for the school board is she understands the vaccination thing. She understands the LGBTQ thing, and it's just an indoctrination process for the children. She gets all that stuff. She's running for school board trustee because she has a child that's about to enter the school system. And she's very concerned about what's going on in the school system. So CBC News takes bit of noise that's going on in her Facebook. Now, she doesn't get the only Facebook on Facebook. There's gazillions of these things. But they're looking for dirt because she's the one that they're afraid of, because she's the one that gets it. They don't want their apple cart overturned. So get Karen. So I guess she wrote this. LGBTQ are too, this is all in letters, are too dumb to see that they're being used. And that was her whole point. Okay? That was her point. And I say this all the time. You LGBTQ people are too dumb to understand that you're being used. You're useful idiots to move programs forward and mess with society. But you don't get it. You think you're special. Oh, the rainbow flags, aren't we special? No, you're a bunch of fucking idiots. Okay? Be very simple about this. You're a bunch of no-mind idiots following something that was set up to suck you in, and that's all there is to it, to be used to push programs forward. So Karen gets this. And I guess people were freaking out about after the Muslim ran over the cop and then ran over some people in Edmonton. And she's just tying the two together. Okay, it's all about chaos and fracturing of society and inducing fear and all this kind of stuff. So the this is what she said. I guess the LGBT, or it didn't say the, it just says LGBTQ. Are you, it's a question, okay, are you, it's a question, okay, it's not an attack against the LGBTQ, it's a question that she's asking them. LGBTQ, are you too dumb to see the terrorist attack in Edmonton is your fault as well, okay, because all of these leftist groups, and the LGBTQ is concocted by the left, out of the United Nations and the other foundations, as is the Islamic influx into our nation. And she just asked them a simple question. Are you too damn stupid? And the answer to that is yes, they are very stupid. They're beyond stupid. They're mentally ill, and they can't think. They're little sheepies. And the little sheepies, they set up all these different groups, so they gather up the sheep that this group interests some people, and this group interests some people, and this group interests some people, and they just baa to the different groups. But they're all controlled by the same entity, and they just cause trouble for everybody, which is the point. So anyways, after she'd done her free bit, and she did a very good job of it, she pointed out, and she wasn't being anti-anything, she just putting up her what she saw as issues. So this is CBC now. School trustee Karen Draper is taking heat for a recent Facebook post that linked LGBTQ people with the Edmonton attack that left the five injured. No, she didn't link them. She's asked them a question. She didn't say, I'm linking you to the terrorist attack in Edmonton. She asked them a question. Are you too dumb to see? Okay, and that was a legitimate question, but that's not what this is. Okay, saying that linked the LGBTQ people with the Edmonton attack. Okay, totally different game. Okay, but this is a get Karen nonsense, and this is how the media operates. And there's no uglier media than the CBC. The CBC is taxpayer paid. It was a Canadian that wrote the Human Rights Declaration. It was the Canadians that first signed on to the League of Nations. It was the Canadians that couldn't sign on to the UN. Quick enough. Our country's been full of agents, Marxist agents, if you will, since the beginning. And they want to keep moving these programs forward, and they don't want any voice out there to be heard or accepted except their voice. They've worked a long, hard time to get us where they got us, and they don't want anybody standing up and speaking out. So it says, a candidate for the Calgary Public School Board is facing a wave of criticism for social media posts that partially blames the LGBTQ community for the weekend Edmonton attack that injured five people. Karen Draper, a candidate for wards 12 and 14, posted, LGBTQ, are you too dumb to see the terrorist attack in Edmonton is your fault as well? And that's a perfectly legitimate question. So Sunday, just after 1 p.m., to the Facebook page linked to her official candidate profile. The post attached hundreds of shares and comments, mostly critical, as did a follow-up post made early Monday. Draper did not respond to CBC News' request for an interview, which is perfectly logical. Not isolated opinions. A public education advocacy group spokesman said she's doesn't know what to make of Draper's comments. And that's from the... it's very difficult for me to rationalize or explain because I just can't follow the logic from the outset. Barbara Silva of... Here's another one of the groups, Support Our Students, Alberta, told CBC. Well, Support Our Students will be pushing the LGBTQ agenda, the climate change agenda, every agenda out there that's designed to destroy the children's minds. Sex education coming next is Calgary activist, and I would think that that links straight over to Karen again. We'll just go find out. Alberta students to define their own gender. Five big changes in the new school guidelines. guidelines released for mandatory LGBTQ policies in Alberta schools. Okay, so the schools have become an indoctrination center, and that's a fact. Okay, so if you're LGBTQ, understand. Okay, understand, and Karen is absolutely correct on this. You are being used as, quote, useful idiots, unquote. That's the role that you're playing. You may not realize it's the role you're playing, but that's the role you're playing. The greater danger, Silva cautions, is that Draper may not be alone. The greater danger, Silva, who is a member of Support Our Students Alberta, cautioned, is that Draper may not be alone among candidates in holding extreme positions. Well, what the hell is a more extreme position than telling kids that scientists can tell, because they have a crystal ball of some sort, that in the next 100 years, if you don't lay down and do exactly what they say to do, that the temperature could rise 2 degrees Celsius, and the whole world will implode and everything will be dead. That's fear-mongering. That's mental child abuse. And extreme position, having little kids come in kindergarten and having drag queens reading them stories like it's fun, and teaching the kids that they could be any one of 60 or 70 genders. Even though there is two, look in your pants, you'll figure it out real quick. This is mental child abuse. Absolute clinical case of mental child abuse. And this ass, and CBC prints this crap, is that Silva of the Support Our Students Alberta told CBC that Draper may not be alone among candidates in holding extreme positions. The extreme position that Karen Draper holds is that she understands what the hell's going on. Okay, that's not an extreme position unless you're trying to shut the truth up. And then it becomes an extreme position. And it's only an extreme position because everything is upside freaking down. Okay, and that's why this show is called Rock the Boat. We got to rock this boat till we flip the freaking thing right side up. It's very important we do this because we have nations to save. We have the futures to save, and so on and so forth. These are not isolated opinions, and we need to be very vigilant when we elect people who should be supporting public education for all children, who will be in a position to support, defend, protect, and promote students from all walks of life. Now, what this Silva is saying is that anyone that questions the way that we are mentally and physically abusing your children should be looked down upon and centered out so that they never, ever, ever get on the Board of Education as a trustee, so that they will never conflict with our agendas, which are the globalist agendas. That's what Silva is saying. Most comments are critical. A handful of Facebook comments on Draper's posts are supportive, but most are not. You are unfit to run for public office. Please withdraw your name from the ballot. School board trustee is a position that represents all students, wrote one user. Another pointed to a lack of qualifications for the position. Yada, 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 yada. And this here fringe candidate, an associate professor in Economics, Justice, and Policy Studies Department of Mount Royal University, said that perhaps raising the eligibility requirements to become a candidate might result in better options for voters. Now, this is coming from an associate professor of Mount Royal University, which is where the present mayor of Calgary came from. And it is totally globalist, leftist, so what this associate professor is saying, if what we're trying to do is we need to raise the eligibility requirements. In other words, only our people should be allowed to run. Okay, these are the totally indoctrinated university grads and students should be able to allow, because they're in our fold. They listen to our propaganda. They've been indoctrinated. We can control them while we destroy your children and their futures. This is really ugly, ugly stuff. So this goes on. And no place for hate, it says. A trustee candidate was shocked to see Draper's comments. And she says, quote, "There is no place for hate in the role of trustees. There is no place for hate in public education," said Julia Hedricka, or whatever, who is running for re-election in wards 11 and 13. When I read the comment, I thought, trustees are responsible for making sure our schools are safe. If you want to spread hate and discrimination, this is not the job for you. Now, these very people who are saying there's no place for hate, all you got to do is go to Karen's Facebook, and I'll put a link into that, these people from the universities and university students, you would be hard-pressed to find any group of people that could heap more hate on an honest woman than this group is heaping upon candidate Karen Draper. The hypocrisy is over the freaking top. There isn't one of these people that have spoken here that should even be near a freaking child, let alone teaching a child. These people all ought to be put in a rubber room in a loony bin, okay? So they get this good-looking girl to say there's no room for hate, perfect hair, perfect smile, and all of this kind of stuff, who's running for re-election. And and she looked pretty, right? And she's already a trustee. So we should listen to her. I mean, this is all suggestion, and suggestion is hypnotism, and suggestion by definition is evil, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to stick this story into the chat, and then we'll get on to, I think it's today's story. I actually phoned CBC this afternoon, and when I phoned their main line, for their, I don't know what it was, editor, producer, whatever, in Calgary. They're very terse because they don't want to talk to anybody. They're gatekeepers. So what they do is I rang the main number, and what I got was not unexpected by any stretch of the imagination. I get an answering machine, and the answering machine is, thank you for calling CBC, whatever part it was. And please leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you. Because they want to screen everything. Okay. So I called another number on communications. The girl wasn't there. She gave me another number. I called that number. So this lady picks up, and I said, "Are you with communications?" She said, "No." I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Eyewitness." I go, "What's that?" It's a radio show here in Calgary on CBC. I said, "Great. You need to do a radio show on this subject." So I recorded. I haven't had time to make it into a video because I can't post it really anywhere as an MP3. But this lady I was talking to, I'm saying, you are stewing the pot, you're stirring the pot here, okay? You're punching nothing but negative, of which you have nothing to base it on. She brought up this thing, I said, this fringe candidate thing. I said, "What the hell is that? Karen is not a fringe candidate. Karen is a legitimate candidate, okay? She did everything she was supposed to do to qualify her as a candidate. Therefore, she's a candidate. She's not a fringe candidate. You're trying to fringe her by calling her. We didn't call her a fringe candidate. Professor from Mount Royal called her that. Well, are you saying that the professor from Mount Royal, who's not running, has more qualifications than Karen, who is running? Okay, this is hate. This is bullshit. So it gets worse. Let's see here. I'm going to back this up. So today's story. Okay, so let's get this straight now. They did it. They gave Karen the airtime and the place to write her stuff, and CBC like they do with all candidates. Now, then somebody obviously sent CBC, because there's no reason CBC's hanging out on this little Facebook site. So somebody from the LGBTQ or something gets a hold of CBC, who's a leftist group, says, "Holy crap." And so CBC does what I just read you. It's all negative. So now, I think this came out today, October. This came out yesterday, actually. It says October the 4th. So I don't know what's out today. This is the headline today. More than mayor and council at stake. What do you know about school board trustee candidates? And I told her, I said, that's a lead-in. That's a deliberate lead-in to take another shot at Karen. 45 names will appear on the Calgarians' ballots when they head to the polls, and those names aren't of the individuals running for city council or the mayor's position. They are people running to be trustees of the area's school boards. While voter turnout for municipal elections is notoriously low when compared to the federal and provincial ones, turnout is lower still for the trustee elections, despite the ballots being cast in the same place at the same time. There's two links here under this, under that paragraph. Elections Calgary, more information on school board trustee candidates. Okay, so let's go there and see what we run into. And Ward 1, 2, 3, candidates, Ward, what did I say, 12 and 14. Okay, so we should find Karen in here somewhere. We don't. So we don't. Oh yeah, there she is. View profile. So she has her profile in here about Calgary, and I think this is the one with the video, which I thought she did a decent job under the pressure she's under, and the fact that she's let's see what we got here. There's her video in that, and her biography. And this is just a woman who ran, not that she wants to be in politics. She ran because she cares about her child and everybody else's child. That's why she ran. No other reason. But they see her as a threat. And I know this. I know how this operates because I've been in two elections. And while I had some, I was followed by Masons everywhere. It was ridiculous. And some gnarly stuff going on. This what they're doing to Karen is completely uncalled for and completely over the top, and shows just how ugly the so-called left is. And I'm not a left-right guy. Okay, because left and right are two boots on the same tyrannical body, dragging you to some place or walking you to some place you want to be at, that you don't want to end up at. So, the leftist message, the right message is not quite as ugly, put it that way, as the left message is. But it's coming from the same place, okay? These messages are all stewed up from the same place for particular reasons. So that was Okay, where did that, what I got to do here? Okay. So that takes you to the trustees. And then right below that link is LGBTQ, are you too dumb to see? School trustee, candidate, social media, ramblings, draw scorn. And that is right there in the next paragraph. It tells you about how many people vote in the municipal election and how many vote for trustees of the Board of Education. But they got them links in there. So then we have coverage of that. And then so it goes down through this. And we have this a very stern-looking woman. Melanie Thomas says the amount of work a voter has to go through to find information for an election is inversely related to how many people turned out to vote in that election. So what we got here is former trustee trumpets importance of position. Amber Stewart is an outgoing trustee for the Calgary Board of Education, and she says she holds the role in as much esteem as the day she took office. Stewart says the trustees debate or delegate much of the detail-oriented work to CBE staff, but that the trustees govern the values through which all other decisions are made. Well, that's not true. The trustees may govern the values, but the values do not come from the trustees. The values come from the globalists. Okay? The education system is a globalist system. It's a system of indoctrination, period. And it harms children. And that's what it's designed to do, mess people up. So oddities in the 2017 election, in this particular election, a group of five candidates has formed a slate, a political party of sorts, to help voters understand that those candidates stand together on particular ideas. This is an interesting tactic to encourage voters and to try to address the difficulty of finding information, Thomas says. So this group gets together, these five trustee candidates, and push the agenda, and they make sure that that agenda is what gets to people's heads. Okay, so again, it's another setup. So ample choice, it says. There are 45 candidates for various school board trustee positions. For the public board, there are a dozen candidates running to represent the Ward 510 seat, a district that has an incumbent. Of seven trustees sitting in the public board, only three are seeking re-election. Stewart says she's confident the trustees won't be at a disadvantage because of the loss of institutional knowledge. Now, this is the last thing on this page. It says some candidates have drawn public scorn for views they hold. But since these will be the people who set the values for the entire Board of Education, Stewart says voters need to know who they're voting for and what they stand for. Okay? So some candidates have drawn public scorn for views they hold, and that is a link. Okay? Have drawn for public scorn is a link. So the last thing on this page is a link that says some candidates, and when we go further up the page, we have the other hit here, which is the LGBTQ, or you too dumb to see, which is directed directly at Karen. And then down at the very bottom, we have some candidates have drawn public scorn for the views they hold. Well, when you click that button, okay, when you click that link, where does it come to? It comes to the story from October the 3rd. LGBTQ, are you too dumb to see? School trustee candidates, social meetings, rambling, draw scored. It says some candidates. It doesn't say a candidate. It says some candidates. Well, the only candidate here is a repeat of the thrashing that CBC put on Karen, and putting the point that it wasn't CBC, it was this associate professor and this incumbent trustee and so on. And we didn't have anything to do with it. Well, of course you did, because the page you just read from is a setup right on the. I told the lady I'm talking to, I said, "What is this?" Right? More than one mayor and council, more than mayor and council at stake. What do you know about school board trustees? Now that's a setup line to go trash Karen again. Now, lady, I was talking to, you know, I says, why are you promoting this stuff that's coming off of this Facebook? It has nothing to do. It's not a story. Okay. And you're using, well, no, we didn't want to do it. We didn't want to do it, says CBC. But there was so much stuff going on her Facebook that we were forced to do it. Huh? Excuse me? I said, these stories are straight libel. This is defamation of character. Right? And she's going, oh, no, not according, what, your CBC lawyers? And then she hung up on me. Right? This is absolutely disgusting. So what it does is it opens the door now, okay? And I don't even know if I put this particular link in here, but I'm going to again if I didn't already, I'll put it in the chat. And, you know, you can probably just go CBC. Well, you just go CBC and get their main page and go Canada and then hit Calgary, and you will run into this stuff. Where is what I'm looking for here? Where did my UCY link go? There it is. That's right. You go, girl. You go get them. But this now opens the door. It's a free-for-all now because, you know, everybody's been so nervous about, well, we can't say anything about the LGBTQ, or we'll be called haters, or we'll get in trouble, and we can't say anything about, you know, Idle No More. And I feel bad for the natives that got sucked into this Idle button No More. Please use your brains, folks. The men and women, the totality of the men and women of this nation have to come together here. Okay, and they've separated us, kept us separated for a reason, so that we don't ever connect. Okay, and I want to make this statement right now to the Native people. Okay, we didn't destroy your culture or your people. Okay. Who destroyed your culture and your people and stole your children, just as the state is stealing the children today through the public school systems, to remove them from their parents, to indoctrinate them and destroy them, just as they did with the Native children, and put the Natives on off their lands and onto reserves. If you understand the UN agenda, you know, they're saying, you know, more and more people live in the city. That is the new reserve, okay? And what they're doing to the children is exactly what they did to the Native children. And as far as the killing of the Native people, we now have assisted suicide here is one of the killers. You know, it's all set up this way. So I just want to explain to the Native people, is any listening, you know, we didn't do this to your people. Okay. Joe average white guy didn't do this to your people, okay? Our forefathers appreciated your efforts to help them understand the land and how to live on it and how to survive through those first winters. They, when you think about it, how many of the first settlers married Natives? They got along fine. It wasn't It wasn't the settlers. Okay? It was the corporation. Okay? And it's the same corporation today basically playing the same template as they played on the native people. So I want the native people to get off this stupid idea that, well, you're white and you destroyed our... No, you're wrong. Absolutely, 100% unequivocally wrong. Okay? What they did was they separated us. Okay? Just like the right-left politics separates. Okay? To divide and conquer. And if we're going to win this, if we're going to take back the land, then we have got to come together. We cannot continue to be suckered by these game plays that are laid down upon us through the schools, the media, the churches, and so on and so forth. We want these lands back. We want a proper society that operates for the people, by the people. Then we got to come together. And we can do this, and we can be successful at it, and we can return to normal lives in peace and tranquility, but only if we shake this evil off our backs and come together. And we can do it, and we will do it. Because we ain't got no other choice. And I say the same thing to you LGBTQ people, and the same thing. You've all been suckered. And you've all been hurt. And those that set up your groups, don't give a damn if you die before breakfast. They couldn't care less. You are being used as useful idiots. And they are the most evil, amoral bunch of cretins that ever landed on this planet. And this is a war, spiritual, psychological war against good and evil. Evil is amoral. Good is moral. And we have to bring the moral men and women. They've got to come together. They've got to understand they've been suckered. They've got to understand they've been used to destroy themselves. And we got to shake that nonsense, and we got to come together, and we got to stand up. We do not need violence to get these lands back. We just need to get together, get educated, understand right from wrong, and stand up. And it's over. And then we'll build a proper government, okay, that is not of a corporate structure. The first corporation came out of Rome. I mean, when our, you know, when I hear a lot of people, you know, talking about Christianity, right? Well, look what Christians did to the natives. No, don't go there, okay? Because when the forefathers came to these lands, they were toting along with them the Geneva Bible. And that Geneva Bible was footnoted, side-noted, upside down, backwards, pointing a finger where at Rome and the Pope, okay? Evil. Now, the reformers, okay, Calvin and Luther and them guys that got on to Rome and understood that it was nothing but a freaking Babylon, they understood that the children were being used by pedophiles, little naked boys jumping out of birthday cakes. Kind of sounds like the early childhood sex education that's coming back into the schools now. But the reformers did enough good work that Catholics weren't allowed to hold public office. They kept throwing the lawyers out of the villages and the towns. Excuse me, I just got a call coming in that I had to, I've been kind of waiting for, so I'm happy about that call. But so the reformers kicked the snot out of Rome. Now, you know, they said the Christian faith is a wrong idea. Okay, and I wish people would stop calling themselves Christians, because when you're going to a Christian church, you're going to a Catholic church. They say, well, no, I'm going to a Protestant church. Well, no, you're not. It's a corporate church, okay? If you're going to a corporate church, you're going to a Rome church. You're going to a Vatican-controlled church, okay? That's why your so-called Christian church is going, well, we have to move along now, and we have to be more modern and all this kind of garbage, which is more than indoctrinated nonsense. So you all been suckered, and you're all being played as useful idiots. Okay? So we got to cut that tie. All roads lead to Rome. Okay? We got to cut that loose. We got to cut loose the United Nations, and we got to take back control of our land. We have to decide how we're going to run our nation, not somebody else. Okay. And then we get back to peace and freedom. There's no freedom in a corporation. Okay, and there's no peace. Okay, because all they do is manipulate one against the other. All right? And you're basically all slaves. You want to stay slave, just stay in the system. You know, these elections and all your media, if you understand what's going on, you'll understand what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to go see, let's see if I can find Karen's, this is Karen's Facebook. Now, I don't know if this thing has settled down yet or what, but when I got on here last night, I mean, I could have, drifted a great number of people. Now, I didn't read through all of what Karen had to say. I'm sure this took her by surprise. She starts, I'm sorry that I have upset so many people, regardless of all the commenters. I really am not homophobic, racist, or a Nazi. My post was not out of hate for individuals of the LGBTQ. It was because your group supports bringing in thousands of more refugees. Okay? I have dealt with comments like this for years, standing up against terrorism, and it's a fact. Members of the LGBTQ have called me a lot of things before I made that post. I am so used to being slandered by the left, starting with how they pulled the one guy wearing a Trump hat out of at a rallies, and the carbon tax and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, she made right off the bat pretty clear what the hell she was talking about. But that just opened the hate gate. And that's unfortunate. So I would like people to go through some of this stuff. I would like to see the nastiness that's going on here. Right now, I suppose, I still hate this left-right nonsense, but this is a left, it's a hard left program that's going on here. And when you look at some of the stuff that's written here, and these people say, you know, you have to respect us because, well, we have all the rights because, well, we have a rainbow or whatever they're involved in, shows just how pathetic these people really are. So, you know, I don't give a damn if you love elephants. You know, if the elephant says, yeah, I'm good with it, that's your decision. Okay, nothing to do with me or anybody else. But when you flagrantly stuff this in our faces constantly and tell us that we can't have any, we can't say anything unless it's rainbow colored, the same as Islamophobia, then it's gloves off, folks. Okay? And I am so pissed off at these comments that I see in here. They are so derogatory. They're so mindless. They're so nasty any respect or whatever, and I don't really have respect for the LGBT community because they're being used as useful idiots. So to respect the LGBTQ, I'm respecting fools and mental cases who need help. So there's not really, you know, I'll help you if you need help, but this nastiness and this thing that we're special bullshit is done. Okay. Gloves are off. I ain't been this pissed at a group of people in a very, very long time. And, this group of people shows, just how truly pathetic they are. I didn't say they saying it, you know, their actions speak for themselves. Here's a woman who is concerned about the public school system. She understands what's going on. She understands the agendas. And she is wanting to be on the school board mainly as a checks and balances situation, right? They don't want any checks and balances. They don't want anybody to question what they're doing to your children. And so it's attack mode. And that shows just how low these people are, how uneducated they are, right? And so on and so forth. So that's Karen's Facebook page. And I encourage you to read the stories I posted tonight. And you can just go to Karen, if you're not in the chat, you can just go to Karen Draper. It's K-A-R-Y-N, Draper. And you will see this ugliness. I told Karen going in, this ain't going to be easy, girl. But she knew that. She's been at this for some time. She's well-educated, not university-educated, self-educated. She has a very wide view, not like people in universities who are given an extraordinarily narrow view and don't ever get off the narrow view that we control. Karen is at a great advantage because Karen with a wide view, and that's what I said long time ago when I was quite young, I was trying to figure out how to get a better view like I say, we got to get the hell out of the audience. And that's where we've been held. We've been held like children going to a play, and we go there, and it doesn't matter if it's a football game or a movie or a TV show or an education or anything else. We're just in the audience. We're not participants. Okay. We're not participating in this. We're sitting in the audience going, well, I miss Obama. I hate Trump. I hate Obama. I love Trump. This kind of rhetorical horseshit is for children because we're not participating. So anyway, what Karen did was I was talking to her yesterday, and she said even her folks were getting a little bit concerned that because she went deep into the study and read volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes, of which I have and every other decent researcher has, tens of thousands of pages of documents in order to see. And like Karen, now that she knows, she can't not know. And now that she sees, she cannot not see. And therefore, she can't be deceived any longer. And she steps forward and she scares the hell out of these people. There's nothing that scares these people worse than someone that can see and someone that knows, because you can't deceive them any longer. And that makes you dangerous to their program. And we need more and more and more people that can see and know. That's how we get our country back. Now I'm going to get back with bullets. Get it back with, you know, knowledge. Knowledge is power. The ones that got us here had the knowledge. And they knew how to use it. They knew how to manipulate people. That's how they got us where they got us. So we're basically going to use their same template, except we're going to reverse it on them. Okay? Until their voice has no traction anymore. Just like they're trying to do to take away Karen's voice. Okay? This is not insurmountable. This game's just getting going. And we got to get involved in it. It's our duty. So, you know, go check out Karen's stuff. And hopefully, you know, you already understand how the media operates. You know, you have to know what you're reading. You have to understand why things are written the way they're written and so on and so forth. And then it gets very difficult to deceive you anymore. Cause you got your antenna up all the time. Everything you look at, you can tear apart real quick and understand why a sentence is put together the way it is, or a headline, or any of this stuff. What we got here? Breaking 9/11, retweeted breaking 9/11 account. What is this? More McDonald's managed in the Bronx arrested for allegedly setting drugs out, selling drugs out of drive-through window. Well, that makes sense. What else would you want to buy at a McDonald's? You know, not the food, I hope. And that's the other thing they did. They made these drugs so prevalent. Anything they can do, mess people up. Anything they can do to mess people up. They'll do it to you. So stay away from all that stuff. Anyways, I just want to take my hat off to Karen. She's proven she's strong. She's proven she's resilient. She's proven she ain't going to back down. She's proven she knows what the hell she's talking about. We need more people like her, you know, and this is what I say. You want your power back, you get down to the local level, and it's really good for the pickings. Okay. It's inexpensive to get into. Now, see, what would have happened would have been different if 25 people would have run for school board trustee with the same message as Karen. Okay, then they can't center her out and try to kill the message. Okay, when you set one into this den of freaking wolves, they're going to do everything they can to eat that individual up. But if you run enough candidates, who's carrying the message now? The good people are carrying the message. And I will not stop saying this. If you want change, then you best go and get involved in the next local election, either for the board of school board or as a counselor and or a mayor or whatever else. Because what is this saying? Global to local. Now, how easy is that to understand? The global agenda is being implemented at the local level, where you live, where your boots hit the ground, where you can make a difference. Okay, so if you're not prepared to step up to the plate and put $100 down or whatever that election cost and do your duty, then you got no right to complain about anything. In fact, I'm getting to the point where I don't think maybe you even got the right to be breathing air, because you're proving yourself to be absolutely useless. And that's a danger to the children, the grandchildren, those not yet born. Anyways, I'm getting too preachy here. We're out of time. We'll be back, what day is it? Thursday. We'll be back Saturday night over at Revolution Radio, 10 till midnight on Studio B. And hopefully I can get somebody from Calgary on the show for a bit and go from there. Anyways, take care, everybody. We're out of time. And never forget, we're going to win this. Take care, everybody.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for them more. They shoot, they kill, they massacre.